With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Bashar al-Assad of Syria is removed from power.
The leader of the largest insurgent group in Syria has visited the capital's Umayyad mosque and declared that the victory against President Bashar al-Assad was a victory for the Islamic nation. In his first public appearance since fighters entered the Damascus suburbs on Saturday, Abu Muhammad al-Jolani addressed supporters at the sprawling mosque, now calling himself by his given name, Ahmad al-Shara, instead of his nom de guerre. He told hundreds of people that Assad had made Syria a farm for Iran's greed. 42-year-old Abu Muhammad al-Jolani is labeled a terrorist by the United States. I'm Karen Chamas.
Russian state news agencies say Assad has arrived in Moscow with his family and has been given asylum. Also at SRNnews.com, the Biden administration says it's providing almost $1 billion in arms support for Ukraine. A DOD press release said the package, which is for $988 million, will provide munitions for rocket systems and unmanned aerial systems. It comes as House Speaker Mike Johnson rejected a White House request earlier in the week to pass an additional $24 billion in aid by the end of the year. A Stellantis joint venture with Samsung SDI wins a commitment from the Energy Department for up to a $7.5 billion loan to help build two electric vehicle battery plants.
The project being built by Star Plus Energy LLC is expected to create at least 2,800 jobs at the plants and hundreds more at parts suppliers. Star Plus has to meet technical, legal, environmental, and financial conditions before the government will fund the plan. It's unclear whether the loan will be funded before President-elect Donald Trump, a critic of electric vehicle projects, takes office on January 20th.
Correspondent Jeremy House, this is SRN News. Good news where abortion is concerned from the CDC.
According to the latest data, the number of abortions in this country decreased 2% in the year following the Supreme Court's reversal of Roe v. Wade. Also, the abortion rate decreased 3% and the abortion ratio decreased 2%. In every state where pro-life laws were passed, the total number of abortions and the abortion rate has declined following the repeal of Roe. Meanwhile, some states have voted to expand abortion within their borders. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
During this month's Supreme Court arguments over a Tennessee law barring the use of puberty blockers on kids, one justice injected race. And Ketanji Brown Jackson claimed to find parallels between Tennessee's efforts to curb irreversible medical procedures on kids and arguments made in the 60s against interracial marriage. Jackson raised eyebrows during her confirmation when she told them she could not say what a woman is because she wasn't a biologist. This is SRN News. Drinking water in New Jersey's capital city and some surrounding communities went largely untested for more than a year. John Scott has more.
The utility fired a worker who falsified the relevant reports. Trenton Water Works reportedly became aware of the problem a year ago. It says an investigation determined that the water sample collector fudged reports meant to monitor for disinfection byproducts, E. coli, and other things from October 2022 through last December. The worker hasn't been charged but was fired. The utility says the water is safe now. John Scott reporting.
10 people have been injured after a police officer on a motorcycle crashed into bystanders at a parade in Palm Springs, California. Witnesses say the officer was allegedly popping a wheelie, suddenly lost control of his motorcycle. California Highway Patrol is investigating. The crash occurred during the annual Palm Springs Festival of Lights parade. More details at SRNnews.com.